Back here at the Child Center post-game show, wrapping things up. Gonzaga, an 85-72 win over Portland. So the Pilots fall to 0-8 all-time against number one ranked teams, now joined by assistant coach Ben Johnson. But I imagine anybody that checked that score at halftime, one, was double-checking to make sure that their app was working properly, and two, was dialing in to see what was going on. Boy, that was exciting there at the end of the first half, the run the guys went on. And for those of and I hadn't seen you guys since Hawaii and leaving breakfast morning, Christmas Day, and an offensive, you know, you just wondered kind of the guys were spent a little bit. At practice, did you see the fight there, the opportunity to get Gonzaga on the ropes in that first half? Because I know – There wasn't a lot of confidence when we left Hawaii.
Yeah, it was really interesting to see how our guys were going to respond from, you know, kind of stubbed our toes a couple games in Hawaii. And there were some good teams out there, but we knew the silver lining in that was those teams were going to prepare us for conference play. And then obviously you turn around and you're playing the number one team in the country in Gonzaga, outstanding program. So I think I'm not surprised that our guys, we have really good kids. We've got kids of character. We've got young men of character. And they've responded to coach beautifully this season. And, you know, we're really, every day all he says is, let's get better. And it's an overused term, but let's get better. And I think that's all we focused on this week. Let's learn from each circumstance, learn from each game, and let's come out and try and be as competitive as we can be against Gonzaga. We were competitive, very competitive for a half. Unfortunately, we fell victims of success.
Yep.
We haven't had a lot of success here over the years, the last couple seasons. And until you have success, you have to learn how to handle both success and failure. So we went into halftime, and then we had the kind of the feel good, and you can't ever feel good in the game of basketball until the end.
Well, yeah, and you as coaches knew. I mean, we were talking about, okay, Mark Few's going to go in there and read them the riot act. You knew they were going to come out. They were going to increase the pressure, the urgency. They did that at the defensive end, forcing guys out further from that three-point line after having a hot shooting first half, and it was going to be how the Pilots then responded when Gonzaga even tighten the vices even more. And until you're in there and experience that, I guess for a lot of these young guys, you don't really know what it is.
Exactly. And coach talked to them about that at halftime, saying, listen, they're going to make a run, they're going to turn up the pressure. And we did not respond to that very well. I think we got a little tentative, and again, there's a reason why they're number one team in the country, and they're really good on both ends of the floor, and that's the type of team that could potentially win a national championship.
No question.
Really, really good bigs, really good guards, and they've got great coaching, and they've got kind of got it all. So really proud of our guys' effort, but not really proud of how we competed in the first half, not proud of how we competed in the second half.
Chatting here with assistant coach Ben Johnson. Nice to see the effort from JoJo Walker off the bench. I think when he came in that first half, really was the spark plug for the run that you made. I think it was 12-0, 14-2 to take the lead there, 15 points, and was doing it at both ends. Guys were diving on the floor. The number of deflected balls, I know they only ended up with four turnovers, but the number of balls that were deflected that took their offense out of sync, forced them into poor shots, those sorts of things. I felt like JoJo kind of was the catalyst for. Is a performance like this something that coaches will consider moving him back into the starting rotation?
Yeah, we certainly want to look at that. And, you know, a performance like that is, you know, again, there's no motivator like the bench. But he came out with great purpose and focus and gave us a great lift. And we want to continue to see that from him, you know, as we move forward to more conference play. He's our most experienced player, returning player, and he's going to have a big conference season for us to have some success. So we look for more of that from JoJo, no question.
Now we're into conference play. You open it up after New Year's, the number one team. Obviously a lot to pull out of, and you'll be able to show that on film. We played 15 minutes and had the number one team backing up on the ropes. Then we played 15 minutes and we looked like we started staring at the front of their jerseys and didn't realize we were equal. how do you get the lessons figured out? It's going to be a quick turnaround to another really good team. The San Francisco Dons come in. They've got a lot of experienced players back, a new head coach, but he's running the same system, and they had a great non-conference schedule.
Yeah, really quality team in San Francisco coming in here, and you know, and very experienced players. So we realize that, our players know that. So you know, our approach won't be much different. We'll have to go back, watch some film of this game, and then put it to bed. You know, but obviously there's lessons learned, and we'll watch some film and have a good breakdown session, and then put it to rest, and then start to focus on USF. So we'll be ready to go. They'll be ready to go. I anticipate it being a great game.
Well, lots to feel encouraged about from this game, and I think everybody's like, man, just bottle that middle section of the game, try to figure out how to stretch it from 20 minutes to 40 minutes, and there's some conference victories on this schedule for this team this year.
Yeah, I think so. Coach talked to the guys about that after the game. Like, let's bottle the first half. Let's remember what that felt like, what that tasted like. And, you know, we need to move the bar. So instead of playing 20 minutes of good basketball, let's play 30 minutes of good basketball in the next game. And then 35. And then let's sustain it. So that's the goal. That's the target. And that's what we're going to be keep working towards.
Assistant Coach Ben Johnson, thanks so much for taking a few minutes. We'll let you get a little post-game meal. And we will see you on Saturday night.
Sounds great, Jason.
There you go. You bet. Assistant Coach Ben Johnson, kind enough to join us here.